Welcome to our weekly devotion. It is Francois Carr speaking, and I'm so happy that you have joined us once again today. Now, we have just celebrated the wonderful Ascension Day of our Lord Jesus that has ascended to be with his Father forever and forever. But you know, in the Old Testament times, in the manners and the customs of Oriental times, there's a custom that when a young boy saw a young girl, is that he would speak to his father. And then the father would make the arrangements with the girl's father, and they would sit down and talk about the possibility of a relationship or even a marriage. And if they can come to an agreement, they would arrange a price that needs to be paid. And if the young man has the money and the ability to pay, then they will start to what we call in the arrangements for an engagement. And then they will have a special party. He will pay the money for that, and then he will go away from her for a period of time, up to 12 months, where he get the time to build his house. And when the house is finished, then there will this be the celebration and this festival that take place and the wedding, which will be a wonderful, wonderful celebration. And so when we look at the story from the Old Testament, we can actually see this, that Joseph and Mary in a time of engagement. We see Samson in the Old Testament. It's just a wonderful, wonderful custom. But when Jesus speaks about his ascension to heaven and the second coming of Christ, he uses the example of the wedding, especially, and what happened in the Old Testament. And the disciples understood exactly what he was referring to when he speak about things like that, especially about the second coming of Jesus. And so the question today is, how do we know that Jesus would return one day again, just as he has said? And I want to talk to you briefly about this today by just sharing some thoughts with you that you can ponder and make it your own to give you some hope in these uncertain times. And first of all, the fact that Jesus would come again is because he said so. In John chapter 14, the Bible explains to us a wonderful verse of scripture. It said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, that there you may be also." If you would travel to Israel today, in some places in Cana and Nazareth area, you would still see there's houses that is 3 or 4 levels high. And sometimes we tend to think from a Western viewpoint that it might be an apartment or a complex, but it belongs to one father. At the bottom, the father is living. On top of him, his son is living, and he has a son that lives above him. And when you look at the corners of the house, you see some steel poles and some lights, and you know that they are planning to build one more level on top of that. So in the house of the father, which is the great-grandfather, at the bottom maybe, and the father and his father, and so in the house of my father are many mansions. And Jesus knew that, and he used it as an example to explain that in the house of my father, which is heaven, are many, many mansions. And Jesus go to prepare a place for us as the bridegroom, and when it is finished, it will come to fetch us to be with him once again forever and forever. Jesus also mentioned that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, that after these days, the Bible speaks about the persecution, the hardships and tribulation, is that you would see the Son of Man coming on the clouds once again. So we know that even Jesus has returned to heaven last week with the Ascension Day, but we know that Jesus will be coming back because he said so. And we know that he could not lie to us. Secondly, Jesus paid a dear price for you and for I. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, he paid a ransom for all mankind, for you and for I. And just as the young man paid what we call a price for his bride, he will surely return to fetch her because he has spent some money on her. And just the same with Jesus, he paid a price for you on the cross on Calvary. But then the young man, when they get engaged, he would give her an engagement ring or something special that she can wear as a token that she now belongs to him. Whenever she walks in the streets of a local town or a village and people look at the ring or the token, they know that she belongs to another one. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus, has given the same token to us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, that he has given the Holy Spirit to us as a seal of his covenant, the one that testifies in your heart and my heart that we belong to somebody else by the Spirit of God. And every time when we become discouraged, It is the Spirit of God in contact with the Father and with the Son that gives testimony to the fact that Jesus will be coming again, and that we can know that. But then when the young man is almost finished with the preparation of the building of the house, he would send some servants back home and to start to tell the bride that she can start to prepare herself, because one of these days there will be a wedding festival. He's almost finished with the house, and so he will continue to do sending the servants to prepare her. For her, it's time to prepare herself by taking a bath and olive oil and white milk, and that she could be prepared for the wedding night. And this is the same with us today. God sends us messengers, just like this little devotion and every Sunday morning message and a verse of scripture that we read and the Bible reading and songs and conferences and big events. All things are used by God as a preparation, as a servant, as a prophet, with only one intention, that's to prepare us for the coming of the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus himself. And so it becomes a time for you and for I to know that even though we live in this time of uncertainty, it's a time of preparation, because it's a time of hope, because we have hope of better things to come, because Jesus will be coming and returning soon. The angels in Acts chapter 1 spoke to the men from Galilee and said, the same Jesus that has gone to heaven will come one of these days again. And so we know that the angels give us comfort. We know that we can comfort one another with this. But then in the book of Revelations chapter 22, the Bible says, Maranatha, Jesus come quickly. And so we know that even Jesus has ascended to heaven, he will be coming soon. But just as the uncertainty is there in the heart of the young girl, not knowing when will the bridegroom be finished with the building of the house, so that you and I are also uncertain about that today. Because Jesus said when he was here upon the earth that only the Father which is in heaven knows about the day and the hour and the moment that the Son of Man will return. But now that Jesus has ascended to heaven, he knows exactly when is that day and when is that hour when he is with his Father again. But just as that girl was waiting with uncertainty, we are waiting with uncertainty as well, because we do not know. But as we listen and as we look at these days and as we see a wedding taking place around us week after week, it's a messenger sent from God that said, my child, it's time for you to prepare to take a bath and be ready, because the Son of Man can come any moment. And so how do we know that Jesus will return once again? It's because he said so. He paid a dear price for you. He gave us the Holy Spirit as a seal. He gave us messengers and prophets and servants to prepare us. He gave us angels to give us good messages and support us and help us. He gave one another, us for one another, to help one another and to bring comfort and hope and lift up the hands of another one, and so that we can have this hope. And Maranatha, Jesus come. Yes, Jesus come soon. And so this is a time of hope in the midst of uncertainty, because we know that Jesus will be coming soon. But it's time for us to prepare and to be ready for when he does come. May God bless you.